Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we will discuss Kate Millett. Now Kate Millett is a American feminist, author, artist, an early and influential figure in the women's liberation movement, and she is particularly famous for her first book called Sexual Politics. And in this book there is an exploration of the dynamics of power in relation to gender and sexuality. But little bit about the life of Kate Millett. She was born in 1934 and she died in 2017. Now, after doing her bachelor's degree and master's degree, she started teaching at the University of North Carolina. And later on, she moved to New York City in the United States to pursue a career as an artist. Afterwards, she pursued a doctorate at Columbia University in 1970, and she was awarded a PhD with distinction. And her thesis, which was a work combining literary analysis with sociology and anthropology, was published that year as Sexual Politics. And this is the work for which she is very famous. And overnight, the publication of this book turned her into a celebrity. Then some other works by Kate Millett are The Politics of Cruelty. The Politics of Cruelty, which came out in 1994. Then another important work of hers is called Mother Millett. Okay, Mother Millett, which came out in 2001. And this relates to the problem of aging as seen through the struggles of her mother. And she has written three autobiographical works. One is called Flying, okay, Flying, which came out in 1974. Then the next one is called Sita, okay, S-I-T-A, Sita, which came out in 1977. And the third one is called A.D., A Memoir, okay, A.D., A Memoir, which came out in 1995. But as I said earlier, that Kate Millett is mostly famous for Sexual Politics. And in this book, Millett argues that sex has a frequently neglected political aspect. Okay, sex has a frequently neglected political aspect or dimension. And she goes on to discuss the role of patriarchy in sexual relations, looking specially at the works of D.H. Lawrence, Henry Miller, Norman Mailer. And Millett argues that these authors view and discuss sex in a patriarchal and sexist way. In contrast, she applauds the more nuanced gender politics of homosexual writer Jean Genet. And Jean Genet basically is a French novelist, playwright, poet, essayist and political activist. And in her work, she also discusses Sigmund Freud, George Meredith, John Ruskin, John Stuart Mill. And as I said, that she criticized the works of Norman Mailer. And what happened was, after the publication of this work, Sexual Politics, Norman Mailer, in response, wrote an article called The Prisoner of Sex, okay, The Prisoner of Sex, in which he attacked Millett's claims, and he went on to defend Miller and Lawrence, means Henry Miller and D.H. Lawrence, and later extensively attacked Kate Millett's writings in his non-fiction book of the same name. And Sexual Politics is regarded as a classic of feminism. So, from an exam point of view, you should at least know the broad outline of the arguments that Kate Millett presents in her work Sexual Politics. For example, which famous authors Kate Millett criticizes and which author Kate Millett defends. And from the point of view of feminism, without reading Sexual Politics and without knowing about Kate Millett, anybody's knowledge of feminism is incomplete. And as I said, her work Sexual Politics is considered to be a classic in feminism, particularly radical feminism.